Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Ione. Hi, everyone. I'm Gina, the senior editor of Polyester.
And I'm Ione, the founding editor-in-chief of Polyester. Don't know what I thought I was saying there. And this is the Polyester Podcast, a feminist pop culture podcast dissecting the discourse on a weekly basis.
Before we start, if you're a fan of this podcast, please make sure to rate and subscribe and like. And if you really love us, you can sign up for a podcast membership where you can join our Discord and you can get on our Insta-close friends for only £3 a month. Do we have any reviews, Ione?
Today, I'm reading... Sorry, I've just made Gina laugh by taking my hair down.
I was laughing at the way you said today, to be honest.
Today, I'm reading out two reviews, because one is really nice, and one is not so nice.
Da-da-da!
Da-da-da! We'll start with the nice one. 5-star review of Saltburn. You two made my day with your review. I laughed, got angry, and thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm now following you folks everywhere. That is by Touch of Alright in Canada, which is very lovely. Thank you so much.
I've seen them outside my window.
What?
Following me everywhere.
Touch of Alright?
Following me around the co-op.
Why is he following you?
They said they're following us everywhere.
Oh! I ain't get it. And then this other one. This person is absolutely obsessed with us, so here's your moment.
Who isn't, darling? Who isn't, darling?
It's Parker21, who has given us 1 star twice and the same review, saying, not art critics, just class warriors. Boring and vapid.
I mean, I agree with the first half.
What do you mean?
I am a class warrior.
Yeah, it's true.
When it comes to the class war, I will be fighting. I will be swinging. I'll go down swinging.
So this person left that one review in... like a month ago, like 7th of December, and then they've just left another one yesterday. I think they're annoyed we haven't read it out yet. So here you go, Parker21.
Parker21, this one's for you. Bye-bye. I hate the upper class. I will always hate the upper class. And I think it's really funny that Saltburn got no Oscar nominations.
Woo!
We win. We win. We win.
We do win.
We stay winning.
So today we are talking about Stanley Cups. But first, I think Gina has a confession to make.
I do have a confession to make. I got another confession to make. Sorry, I've had a lot of caffeine today. I do not own a Stanley Cup, but I do own a dupe of it from TikTok shop.
How many dupes?
I have 1 Stanley Cup. I have a Chili's bottle. I have one of those bottles with this countdown on the side. I've got a Sanrio thermal cup that my mav makes me an iced coffee every morning to wake up to, because he gets it before me in it. So I've got specifically a cup for that. I used to have cups with straws. I only got me a cup that's a mirror ball with a cowboy hat on for Christmas. So
I did, which you've left here. At the studio.
Yes, because it's broken, remember?
No.
My Stanley Cup's at the studio.
You have another one, or is it just the one here?
Just the one there, because I chipped it, so I was like, I don't want it in my house.
Yeah, I think you should tell the story about you kicking off about the Stanley Cup as well.
Oh, well, he got me 2 thermal cups for Christmas, and I was like, why in the hell would I need 2? Which kind of ties into this, to be honest. I went, I need one. I want one. He got me the Sanrio one, and he got me the Stanley one, and I already had a water bottle for the house, and I just wanted another one for iced coffee in the house, because I wanted them to be separate, because I don't want milky water, and I do clean them, but you know. And then I kicked off, And then he was like, I'll send it back. And then TikTok shop do that thing Amazon do where they're like, just don't worry about it. Keep, have your money, Jane.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm in London enough now that I'm just going to leave one at the studio for when I'm there. Save me carting my house one back and forth. So I think that in the great scheme of things, my reusable water bottles are being used as reusable water receptacles, but just not on the move, which is where you're supposed to be using them. Because in your house, you do have a glass.
Yeah, I would say that you are the problem.
I think I'm the problem, yeah, but I don't think I'm the worst of it.
I would say you're about like two steps away from having a colour-coded Stanley Cup wall.
No, I probably am for jelly cats before I'd get... Also, this is what I was thinking when I was reading all the research, to be honest. What's the problem with collecting things? What is the problem with that? If some nerd's got about 500 bits of Lego, they're like, wow, impressive, Steve loves Lego. A young girl's got four Stanley Cups, she's the problem.
I disagree with you there. I don't know. Like, okay, so we are not just talking about Stanley Cups. We're not spawned by Stanley Cups. We are talking about the fact that the internet and the news cycle and everything else is obsessed with Stanley Cups. So they came from Water Talk. Gina, would you like to explain what Water Talk is?
Okay, Water Talk is this really meant... I'm so glad I've deleted TikTok because this is not knowledge that I need to know. But Water Talk is spawned off this... part of America that's kind of like Utah based, these like Mormon states basically, where they, because they can't drink, under Mormonism, you can't drink hot drinks and you can't drink alcohol.
I didn't know that. It's just I knew alcohol, but I didn't know about hot drinks.
Yeah, hot drinks. That's why they all go like apeshit for like iced coffee, because it's like a workaround. Anyway, they all.
And also, wait, sorry to interrupt. I have been watching The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I haven't got into it, but that's by the by. Loads of them do drink.
Do they?
Yeah, they just drink in secret and stuff. And one of them, who's like one of the main ones in it, I think, I can't remember her name, Lisa Barlow, which just reminds me of Corey every time.
Mm.
She, the way she's rich is she owns alcohol brands, like she owns a tequila brand.
But she's Mormon.
Yeah, and she doesn't drink it.
Well, I think it's like any religion, isn't it? Like people just pick and fucking choose what they want to do and what they don't want to do. But for the hardcore...
She might drink it, actually, I don't know, but yeah.
For the hardcore Mormons, it's kind of spawned this industry where like people have flavoured water, so they have like special syrups that they'll add to their water. They'll have special like concoctions, different like, being like, make a water with me on Water Talk, and they'll have like four different, like, and put in a pump of sour apple and four pumps of raspberry cool and like all this sort of shit, you know, you know the vibe. And then basically Water Talk in the past year or year and a half has adopted the Stanley Cup as their receptacle of choice. And then not only that, that you can buy all sorts of mad accessories for it now as well, which I was...
Yeah, I've seen the like snack tray you can have on the top of it.
I don't want the snack tray, but you can get these little like toppers for the straw because the straw hasn't got a topper. And I think that would be nice to stop like shit flying in. But this research has told me that I'm not allowed to enjoy my life, apparently.
Yeah. So Stanley Cups went crazy on Water Talk and therefore all of TikTok. It did actually translate to sales with before this, so like before 2020, let's say, Stanley Cups revenue was 20 million. What am I saying? Someone's gonna shout at me again for getting things wrong.
No, go on. You can
70 million. I can do it.
You can do
70 million in sales a year before 2020. And then last year they made 750 million in sales. So obviously it's gone absolutely ginormous, basically. Recently there's been a whole thing because they've brought out like the Valentine's cups, which are like pink and glittery, which is kind of like the fake one Gina has here, actually.
I'm going to get a picture with it and we can put it in the like description of the episode.
You're not spotting me with one of those. I will tell you that can happen.
Oh, it's so cute.
And people were like rioting in the Targets. They were like fighting each other for them. There's like a few case studies in the research where people that went and bought those cups, the specific Valentine's Starbucks collab, haven't even drunk out of them because they're trying to save it because they think it's going to be worth money. People were like queuing outside the Targets, camping overnight. It was just absolute bananas. Last week or this week, a woman in Canada has been caught stealing 2.5 grand worth of Stanley Cups.
So like five.
Yeah, they're really expensive is another thing. They're $45 per Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's why I've got the fake one. You can't really get them here either, can you? Like, it's really difficult. Like, you have to, in the UK anyway, I think there's more of like a dupe culture thriving for them.
Yeah, I mean, let's get into that first, because this is definitely an Americanism, I would say, that has taken over the internet. So there was a piece by Maddie Massen on the Evening Standard saying, why is everyone in London drinking out of Stanley cups like giant babies? She begins the article by saying that when she first began to register Stanley cups and their kin, I thought they were a distinctly lower end of Gen Z thing. My 22-year-old friend, who we all call baby, has one, which seemed fitting. But then the other day in this very adult office, I noticed not one but two co-workers sporting the grown-up equivalent of a sippy cup. In the boardroom, with an exclamation mark, that was my, me trying to, you know, like, put life into my
brain. Oh, she didn't write the boardroom. She didn't do the exclamation mark.
No. Yeah, she did the exclamation mark.
Okay.
Now I see them everywhere. The favourite model, the aforementioned Behemoth bottle known as the Stanley Quencher, isn't that easy to acquire in the UK. It sells out of its stockists, Urban Outfitters, Amazon, John Lewis, nearly immediately, but its chokehold persists. So how did something so innocuous and distinctly American infiltrate this city so quickly and effectively? They spoke to a founder of a trend forecasting agency called Lucy Green, who said it's part of a wider obsession around hydration, as the latest wellness trend is performative hydration. It's performative hydration, which is funny. But then this article also says, it's just a funny thing to say, but this article also says, which is interesting, that basically the president of Stanley is like fairly new and came from Crocs, which is like another thing that
it's incredible, isn't it?
Like, to be really uncool, and then now we're like cool. Although, again, you'll never see me wear a Croc.
So as I found that out, I was like, he is Mad Men.
he's Mad Men.
Real life Mad Men. He is the Mad Men.
And apparently, this man, who is called Terence Riley, has replaced all of his television time for watching TikTok. So, like, God knows what the inside of his brain looks like.
I mean, as like a lot of people have.
Do you think?
Or, like, we'll just do both simultaneously. I think that, yeah.
Is that what you used to do?
Well, I think now I'm trying not to use TikTok this year as much anyway. Like, I feel like any funny ones people will just send me, and I don't need to rot my brain watching, like... Anyway, you know what I mean? I've found that I'm just on Twitter more. Like, I'm not replacing it with anything good, but that's a whole different story, I guess.
Yeah. What I thought was interesting about the Evening Standard article compared to, like, some of the other articles, which I'm sure we'll go into, is that it, like, so I feel like there's two school of thoughts here. One is like the Stanley Cups at kids schools, like high schools in America, schools in America, which maybe we'll go into first, actually, because I feel like that kind of ties to your collecting thing a bit more, even though obviously you're a 30-year-old woman adult. So there's what?
I stand by it though. Like, I feel like when I was in primary school, like, everyone just loved toe socks and everyone had toe socks. And, like, that was it. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but let me get to my point.
Go on.
So there was an article in The Cup by Julia Reinstein, which is titled The Stanley Cup, a 40-ounce bully?
The true XL bully.
Yeah, it was the Stanley Cups we bought along the way. So basically it interviews, like, loads of kids. Although I can't actually find their age, but I think they're like 14. Oh,
no,
between
like nine, 11
and 14.
Young.
Huh?
Yeah, I thought it said nine.
And then, so one of the case studies, Dahlia, it says, Dahlia hasn't always been this popular. Last school year, she'd been the new girl at her Dallas Middle School, where she mostly flew under the radar. Then this year, she got a Stanley Cup and everything changed. Every day when I get into school at like 7:45 a.m., everybody comes over to me like, oh my God, I like your Stanley, or it's so cool. I want a Stanley just like yours. And then this really good quote from her, I think it's her, yeah, 13-year-old Dahlia, which it makes me feel like I'm famous and being swamped by paparazzi.
Go for it.
Obsessed, Dahlia, you are.
Slay.
Yeah, you are slay. You are slaying your middle school. but then, so Gina, you are correct. Like, I feel like when we were in school, we had, well, younger than that, because I wasn't 13 with toe socks, but like, so many things that I can't even remember what they were. What, like, were those, like, hunks of plastic that you used to throw at each other, and they were like in the shape of monsters?
What was going on in Brighton? We had like shag, like, what's fun to mean was like toe socks, and then I guess later on was like shag bands.
Did you have Scoobies?
Yeah, we had Scoobies. There was like There was this really weird thing in my high school where everyone was really obsessed with like what carrier bag you had for PE.
Oh yeah, same. So like the Jane Norman.
The Jane Norman or the River Island. Like, you remember the rainbow River Island bags?
So this is where I think there's a distinct difference. So the Scoobies, the Shag Bands, the whatever, like the Pokemon cards of the world, are not like particularly expensive. Like, I remember with Scoobies, they were from Poundland. Like, that was literally the only place you could get them from. Also, I know there's other ethical and sustainable considerations, which we'll go into in a bit, but I'm talking about like literally when you're a school kid and you don't know that the planet is burning down. And also for your parents to get you something that's going to like not have you be bullied, it's easier for them to spend a pound rather than like a Stanley Cup, which costs $45. And I'm not saying this is like anything new, but it literally like sent shivers down my spine remembering when I was in secondary school. Everyone was obsessed, like literally everyone had this Miss Selfridge bag that was basically like a fake Chanel flap over, and I couldn't afford one, and it literally ruined my life.
Yeah, I feel like it does like send like PTSD down my brain of my mum being like, Primark Converses are the same as regular Converses, Gina, yeah. Get over it. And you're like lying on the floor going, it's all the same! Please! Please! like having two stripes instead of three stripes on your joggers, do you know what I mean? Like, it's mad how much consumerism affects you as a kid, like especially branding and labels and stuff, and it's hard to see that continue on through generations, I suppose. And then I guess like this particularly stands out because it's not a fashion item anymore, it's evolved into being a fashion item when it's literally a fucking cup.
Yeah, this the cut article.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Goes on to say, but if you don't have one or worse, have a fake one, two words, social suicide. In one viral TikTok, Dana Matika said her 9-year-old daughter was made fun of for having a Walmart dupe. They made sure to let her know this is not a real Stanley, that this is fake and it's not as cool. Another woman, Jamie Sherman, said her 11-year-old niece was bullied by her classmates for bringing an off-brand version of the cup to her New Hampshire middle school. Basically, the exact same product minus the Stanley logo.
Kids don't come out the womb being classist, do they? Like, they learn classism. Like, they've picked that up from, like, before we would have picked it up from, like, kids whose parents bought them the real thing and were like, this is special because it's the real thing. But now it's like on an elevated level because we've got kids watching so many videos and being able to authenticate things really easily and stuff like that. Like, it's of, I think the internet has expounded that classism that happens in classrooms.
Yeah, I think it's sad that we haven't like moved on from it and it's just become like more and more and more.
Because that's the thing, like, no one's going to bully me, a 30-year-old woman, for having a dupe Stanley cup in the office, are they? Like,
I mean, I'm going to bully you for different reasons.
That's what I mean, like, no one's going to bully me cup. For having the cheap version, do you know what I mean? Like, they might bully me because, like, Gina, why have you got an adult sippy cup?
Yeah.
But I do stand firm on that straws are better than rims.
Straws are obviously better, yeah, but yeah. I just don't really, I think it is a bit infantilizing.
I like to be infantilized.
Nope. Yeah, don't have So, well, no, but this is what, this is kind of the connection I was going to make. So then it goes back to the Evening Standard piece where they've spoken to like various trend forecasters, blah, 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 blah. Someone said it was the latest hydration wellness trend, which I don't know, but whatever. But the piece goes on to say that everyone from Balenciaga to Shein is making emotional support water bottles. As the kids call them these days, they're typically characterized by their massive capacity. 1.5 liters simply won't do. They need to be the water bottle equivalent of a 4x4 and sippy cup straws. The influencer at Official Sad Beige, who mocks uniformity and beigeification of current trends, recently posted a video of herself carrying a hulking washing bag with an attachable straw around it, captioned, "Just me and my Stanley running errands." Anyway, then it goes, if it seems childish, it's because they are. And then the trend forecaster says, most of the Gen Z trends are driven by comfort and self-soothing to some degree. Athleisure, fleece material, sweatpants. There's something about the act of carrying around a water bottle that's quite self-soothing. I mean, I feel like it's quite Freudian.
Do you know what? I think it's spawned from the pandemic, you know?
Oh.
Because, like, right. Self-soothing fads, like, we've started putting more weight on things that we use in our home, I suppose, like hoodies, heated blankets, Stanley cups. Like, you wouldn't just have,
yeah,
like,
but gee, I think most people don't use them in their home.
What?
I think most people don't use Stanley cups in their house.
Well, like a reusable bottle then, but like you can't just have a glass of water. It's got to be like this elevated version of it within your home, because the home's become more sacred since the pandemic, I think, and you need it to be like a place of, like, I don't know, like sanctity. Like, we had this essay on the Dollhouse about it being like, you can't just rot in bed anymore. You have to have like this candle and these sheets. And people are like, come rot in bed with me day. Like, it's become its own commodified thing to, like, I don't know, soothe yourself.
I don't like it. It gives me the ick, I will be honest. And I also think that, like, it is infantilizing and it is patronizing. And the reason why I think it is that this is a trend is because, like, that TikTok basically encourages us all to become the, like, 14-year-old girl version of ourselves that are, like, sad they couldn't have the Jane Norman bag, or sad they couldn't have the Miss Selfridge quilted bag. And, like, now we're adults, we can spend money on whatever we want. And we can kind of, like, live out that dream of having everything that we would want, whether it's, like, 500 Stanley cups or, like, a million Sunny's Angels or whatever. And I just think it's, like, a bit sad. Like, it makes me a bit sad. It makes me sad in my stomach.
I think that every generation of people have done that, though. Like, bought themselves the things they couldn't have as kids.
It's really not to this extent, though. Like,
is it, though? Is it just that we can see it?
No. Because I'd say, like, no. What you said about Lego and stuff is true, but, like, I feel men's hobbies are so much more contained to, like, niche groups. And that's not to say they consume any more or less. Like, I just think it's on a way lesser scale. Whereas Stanley's, which the, let me find the article. There's an article. Stanley Cups took the world by storm, then the backlash began, which is by Elena Demopoulos, sorry if I said that wrong, for The Guardian, have basically been marketed to women as an emotional support item. It's been called, like, the sisterhood of the water cups or, like, whatever. And also as a luxury item. So it's like this mix between a luxury item and a community item. You find more people to follow because they have a Stanley Cup. And also, no offense, but Stanley cups just don't serve any purpose that, like, a normal cup doesn't. And that is just the truth. I don't, it's the truth. You can have a big glass of water.
You just don't get it.
It's the marketing.
Girls are gonna get it. Well, I think, no. I think what's good about it is that, the thing is, like, I'm just arguing with her, but I agree with her. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do think it's over commercialized. I think it's consumerism gone mad. I think, like, the kids shouldn't be arguing with each other over it. I also think it shouldn't cost $45. But when I've got my £5 Stanley dupe and it's got ice cubes in it, and those ice cubes have lasted all day, I'm drinking from a straw. It's also got a lid on it. It's not going to fall. I've got a handle. Like, it's just like the elevated version of a cup, which I enjoy. But I also,
I can't do that.
Put me in the Stanley advert. But only when,
Gina,
they make it,
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
When they make
right
it £6, then I think it's the price point, it's the branding of it, it's the thing that I don't like about it. I think the product is sound. I just don't like the the how much it costs for what it is.
It's literally like someone selling you a luxury tampon, like something you need that you will use if you are someone that menstruates, but then selling it to you as an elevated experience is just bullshit.
But you think that, why can't I make drinking water nice for myself? I don't like drinking water usually.
I think it's just like very, very like coddling. I would say it's really coddling. And also just like the cons way outweigh the pros, which is that we've been like, there's basically Big Stanley, like how you told me about Big Kale once, that have decided, oh, we're going to market these to women when we've been selling them to like workmen and blue collar workers for this whole time. In this Guardian article, there's a quote that says, gendering water, the elixir of all life, seems ridiculous, and yet most of the reusable bottle companies heavily market to women. Daniel Benkendorf, a psychology professor at the Fashion Institute of Technology, says that's usually how it goes. Women are the target demographic for sustainable products because, as he says, these concepts have been feminized in our culture. Young people, especially young women, are more likely than ever to say their brand's ethics matter to them, and they will only buy from companies whose values align with their own. And it was literally done like, what's it called? Like a psyop. Like, it got paid to be put in this thing called like the Buy Guide, which is a review website that rates products to help followers make purchases that make life a little better. That's what I'm saying about Stanley Cups. They probably improve your life like 0.00005%.
Yeah, that's worth £5 to me. It's not worth $45. I think my question of this conversation is, why do so many young women, why are so many young women seeking to be coddled then?
But why does that, like, find something better to be coddled by?
Like, that's not the question I'm asking.
Like, don't buy it's a hunk of plastic.
It's stainless steel. I think if you liked them, you'd be going apeshit on the other side, like, you'd be on my side.
I'm very not susceptible to this type of thing.
Yeah, you are.
I will say that. Like, I like the things I like.
No, I mean, yeah, you like are what? Not. You're not. I'm more susceptible to little bits of shiny shine. I'm like a magpie. You're rather like, you're very discerning in your tastes, I think, whereas I can kind of be swayed a bit more.
Yeah. Like, I think I just like the same things I've liked since I was 16 like, to 18.
Like, I can be easily sold on convenience. Like, you know, like when I had the robot Hoover and stuff.
Yeah,
that's a personal flaw. That's not really anything to do.
I don't know what you want me to say. I thought it's really interesting as well that this Guardian article, and to be fair, they said similar to you, they said that the trend expert said, I get a little bit tired of finger wagging. We seem to be selective about who we point out as the people deepest involved in consumer frenzies, which is fair enough, but I just truly, like, in the same way I don't understand Lego, I don't understand this. Like, it has just as much appeal to me, basically. But I also think that, like, we are being duped. Like, well, I don't care about what boys are duped in, so that's why we're not talking about Lego.
I just think women are being targeted. Like, how many men do you know with a fucking...
They are! That's what
like, no, they're being targeted for liking it! I think, like, why aren't everyone kicking off that, like, how many men have, like, four of the same Carhartt vest when we need one?
I mean, I would kick off about that.
Mav bought the same pair of fucking brown jeans today, yesterday. Dickies ones that I got him for Christmas. He's like, I want more. I was like, that's insane. But again, it is about being, having your eyes open enough to be like, I have one and I like using it and I'll continue reusing it. I think that's what was interesting in the research about the greenwashing stuff is like, when you're collecting 540 different types of Stanley reusable water cups, then you're removing the green, because I think, did it say you have to use like a reusable water bottle 10 to 20 times to get make it worth not having a plastic one?
I think it was 20 to 30.
And I would say that,
yeah.
I've used all my bottles that many times, hand to God. Like, the problem is that people aren't, like, it's become this status symbol rather than like an actual reusable product, because even if it is only like improving my life 0.005%, if I am using it to the point that it is something that has become part of my routine, it's something that I'm enjoying, I don't see the problem with me having it. I think the issue is when someone's got like 20, 30, they're fighting in Target over it.
Yeah, but I think that's where you contradict yourself a bit, is because you're saying that like people are allowed to collect things. But at the end of the day, these are just like bits of crap that are piling up in people's homes that are not usable. Like, I think anyone's allowed whatever water bottle they want, if they use it once, like if they use it throughout a day, every day, and clean it as much as they need to clean it. Like, I just think if you want to like get into collecting things, just find something
to collect.
It's not a the art of like, and that's also I watched the Beanie Bubble, that film on Apple TV about Beanie Babies. I don't even know if it's called the Beanie Bubble.
I think it is. I've not seen it. Yeah.
And it was literally the exact same thing. And also there was such an interesting link in that film, which kind of feeds into Stanley Cup research of that girl that won't use hers because she thinks it will accrue
wealth, yeah.
Accumulate value, is that lots of women were particularly targeted to buy Beanie Babies as an economic investment, especially during a time of like the 80s and 90s where it was like a not as common for women to make like economic investments in the same way. And at the end of the day, it was crap, the bubble burst. Like these women that are going to be holding on to their like Starbucks Valentine's Club Stanley Cup for 30 years and it's going to be worth 5p and they would have been like duped. Some people made a lot of money off Beanie Babies. Most people did not. And all of those people were likely, like 90% of them were women. And it's the same with Stanley Cups. It's basically a Ponzi scheme. It's an MLM. And I would say that about anything like luxury handbags, luxury shoes, all of these things that we are told as women, like you can buy them and they accumulate value and they'll be worth the investment one day. It's all a load of shit. Nothing retains value. Buy what you like because you like it and use it.
When the class war comes, I'll be out there with my Stanley Cup do.
Whacking people over the head.
My full Stanley Cup 30 litre cup. Not 30 litre, that's insane.
It's not 30 litre.
I don't understand.
That's like a suitcase, isn't it?
Well, anyway, I like mine. I would say that if you're going to buy one, think about whether you actually want one, what you get out of having it, and leave it at that. If Stanley want to send me a real one, I would say, yeah.
Oh, they're definitely not going to. Well, maybe they will after the absolute shift you've put in for them defending them today.
You see, quite, let girls enjoy things.
No. Yeah. That phrase is the root of all evil. Choice
Listen,
feminism.
Let's play.
It's alive and kicking when Gina's talking about her Stanley
Cup. Political, actually, so.
Yeah, I would agree with you, though.
I'm just being facetious now.
Yeah,
I'm just in a silly, goofy mood.
Mm.
Anyway. Thank you.
Well, apparently I don't know how to be silly, so.
Go on.
Apparently I don't know how to be silly. No.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Olivia, for editing this episode.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
I think you're forgetting to say something to me.
I love you, Leonie.
No. What was the day yesterday by the time this podcast comes out?
Happy birthday, Leonie.
Oh, that took you way too long.
My Stanley Cup has taken them all from me.
Honestly, one day you'll find out there's like asbestos
what,
in them
like
or
the
something.
Vaxi.
Then there's gonna be a class action lawsuit.
You anti-vaxxer with the Stanley Cup.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be distrustful of corporations selling you hunk of plastics and metal to put your water in. A resource that is free.
Do you not think it's just like mugs though?
No, let's not get into it. Yeah, it's like mugs, but 100% less sustainable.
Water bottles is our generation's mugs. Yeah.
No. Yeah, well, we'll reconvene in 40 years and see if you still have your fake Stanley Cup that's going to that's going to break. You
if I'm still knocking
chips.
About at 70, then yeah, let's have it out.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.